Unit 7.
Part 1. Hospitalization.
2.
The types of hospital stay. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Patients may be admitted to the hospital for different reasons. Receiving medical treatment, either medication or surgery, is the most common reason for a hospital stay. Some patients may go to hospital for scheduled tests or condition monitoring. Generally speaking, there are two types of hospital stay: scheduled hospitalization and emergency hospitalization. Scheduled hospitalization, also known as expected hospitalization, refers to patients who register their information at the hospital registration office. They will be informed by telephone when a bed is available. In this case, patients and the family can make good preparations for hospitalization. Emergency hospitalization, also known as unexpected hospitalization, refers to patients who do not register but need to be admitted for emergency diagnosis and treatment. They are directly sent to the emergency department for quick medical treatment.
4. A day of a nurse. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Luo Li is a common nurse in a hospital, and she is also a respectable one among millions of nurses. Following is a typical workday for Luo. Her daily work is very busy, but she said that she loves her work. 7:40. Luo arrived at the hospital. After wearing the white uniform, she started the work of a busy day. 7:45. Luo checked the newly collected blood specimen of patients. The task is simple, but she did it with great care. 8 o'clock. Luo attended the morning meeting of department. The director, the head nurse, issued some important information and the latest task in the morning meeting. She accepted the work of the whole day. 8:15. Luo associated with night shift nurses. In order to have a comprehensive understanding of patient's condition, Luo shifted at the side of patient's bed with night shift nurses. 8:20. Luo cleaned the ward up. To facilitate the treatment, she tidied up the wards in a short time and kept them clean and orderly. 8:45. Luo compounded injections. She paid lots of attention to the compounding work and enforced a strict sterile operation regulation. Then she pushed the drug cart into the ward and carried out the puncture. 9:50. The doctors finished making the rounds of the wards and formulated the treatment opinions. Medical records were sent to the nurses' station. Luo input temporary orders and long-term prescription to a computer and check the doctor's orders. 11:20. Luo checked the orders with the head and another nurse. This is a key related to the quality of care. If there is anything wrong, the patient's recovery will be delayed. Even the patient's life will be threatened. 1400. Luo wrote nursing records, of which very high quality is required. Any signs of alteration are not allowed. During the nursing process, there are many other things to do, such as improve the patient's skin blood circulation, strengthen the antimicrobial capacity of patient's skin, and prevent bed sores. Luo massaged the patient's skin, which is under pressure because of long-time bedridden. She helped patients take oral medication and guided the proper use of them, since medications taken by each patient are not exactly the same. There would also be new patients. Luo arranged them to rest for a while and started to register for them. She got the patient beds and bed clothing ready and sent patients into the ward, then helped them lie down measured patient's blood pressure, pulse, respiration, and other vital signs data with instruments. The data will provide first-hand medical information for doctors. She answered the questions of patients and their families and recorded the operating time. 17:30. She checked the tasks, handed over to the next shift, and cleaned up the workbench before ringing out. What a busy day! Luo was very tired after finishing the work of the day. I asked why she loves her busy work. She answered, "I like my job because I want to help others. It is great pleasure to see patients' recovery from illness."
Part 2. Save Our Environment.
3. A green earth or a dry desert.
Human beings have been destroying Mother Earth for centuries. What will the earth become in the future? Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks.
A green earth or a dry desert. For millions of years, the rainforests of Southeast Asia, South America, and Africa have been the Earth's natural chemical laboratories, plant gardens, and zoos. Today we are destroying them at such a fast rate that within 30 years only some of them will remain. When the trees are cut down, soil erosion begins, and within a few years, the whole area that was once rainforest becomes wasteland. We shall have lost forever the Earth's greatest treasure house of plants and animals, perhaps our most valuable natural resource for the future. And it is happening in areas where poverty already comes near to starvation. It is perhaps the world's most urgent problem. The destruction is happening through ignorance, short-sightedness, and ever-increasing consumer demand. But it can be stopped if enough of us show enough care.
4.
Recycling waste paper. Listen to a conversation about recycling waste paper. Choose the best answer to each question.
Tom, I'm going over to the recycling center this afternoon. Would you like me to take your old newspapers along?
I do have a lot of papers. Nowadays, people seldom come by this area to collect waste paper.
That's typical. Factories now use waste paper for things like paper bags, towels, napkins, and boxes. But the demand is down. I think they need to find new commercial uses for recycled paper.
I suppose things like cards and writing paper could be made from it too. Recycled paper usually has a dirty color, doesn't it?
Well, it wouldn't be suitable for art books or high-quality magazines. But who cares about the color if the waste paper can take the place of the wood and so help to preserve forests?
You're right. I'll bring my waste paper over to your apartment in a little while. Thanks for offering to take it.
5. The Paper Trail. Read the passage about the journey of a piece of paper and do the exercises.
Once upon a time, there was a piece of paper. It could do all sorts of cool things, like bending, folding, lying flat, standing up, even making paper airplanes. The kids loved playing with it. They would draw on it, cut it out, make shapes, make airplanes. But one day, the paper found itself old and wrinkled, too used up for the kids to keep playing with it. And it was sad. Before it knew what was going on, it found itself stuck at the bottom of the trash can. It got sent out to the big dumpster, where the trashman came and picked it up. The little piece of paper was thrown into the truck with all the other pieces of paper who were old and wrinkled. The journey was bumpy and windy, too long for such a tired piece of paper. It went from light to dark, from wind to rain. It was grabbed at and squished, and finally thrown onto a conveyor with the rest of the paper. It quickly got sorted and pushed and moved around. The poor little piece of paper could do very little in its weak condition. Soon, it saw a massive crusher and realized, oh no, this is the end. There was so much I wanted to do. I wanted to be a pamphlet for Hawaii, or a legally binding document. But alas, this is the end. And before it knew it, it was crushed back into a thin piece of paper. It thought, that's not so bad. Then it saw a slicer and the crusher. Oh no! The paper tried to run. It tried to fight with the other paper, but it had one corner caught. It started to tear as it was trying to pull away. It barely broke off. Just a fragment got stuck. I can make it! But it was too late. The crusher sucked in the rest of the paper, and the paper closed its eyes. Slowly, it blinked and realized it was perfectly quiet, even a bit sunny. Looking around, the paper realized it was sitting next to a batch of fresh paper. It looked down at itself, completely clean, smooth, with a fresh coat of bleach. Then bending over to examine the rest of itself to see what was going on, it noticed a fine watermark on its back. What is this? It asked. A recycled logo.
Vocabulary. New words.
Admission. Scheduled.
Register.
Available.
Unexpected.
Rescue.
Uniform.
Specimen.
Facilitate.
Compound.
Puncture.
Prescription.
Alteration.
Environmental.
Electromagnetic.
Pollution.
Sandstorm.
Rainforest.
Laboratory.
Destroy.
Remain.
Erosion.
Wasteland.
Poverty.
Starvation.
Destruction.
Ignorance.
Short-sightedness.
Demand.
Recycle.
Towel.
Napkin.
High quality.
Preserve.
Fold.
Wrinkled.
Dumpster.
Bumpy.
Windy.
Squish.
Conveyor.
Massive.
Crusher.
Pamphlet.
Binding.
Document.
Crush.
Slicer.
Barely.
Fragment.
Suck.
Blink.
Sunny.
Batch.
Bleach.
Watermark.
Logo.
Linen.
Refillable.
Low flow.